Welcome to the National Lewis University Discover You. I'm Keith Baltimore. You know, there's nothing more exciting than Christmas, and nothing says Christmas more than Christmas music. Whether it's the classics you've learned as a child, country, soulful Motown, or pop, there's just something about Christmas music that makes most of us feel happy and nostalgic. So, we've invited Bria and Anna to join us for our annual countdown of NLU's best Christmas songs of all time. Now, we know what you're thinking. Is my favorite Christmas song on the NLU Top 20 Countdown list? The only way to find out is to sit back and join us as we count down to our favorite Christmas songs. I promise, after hearing this countdown, you're going to want to grab your ugly Christmas sweater and eggnog. So happy holidays, everyone, and let the countdown begin. So it's our annual NLU Best Christmas Songs episode. It's one of my favorite episodes we do all year.
Woo!
Yeah. So you guys are here. Yeah. So we're going to do this countdown, which I got to tell you, some folks are excited to hear what is going to be happening. So let's just dig right into the list with number 20. Yeah, we got 20 Christmas songs. Don't worry, people. We will be playing the full length of every single song. We just want to give you a snippet, just a taste, trying to whet your appetite, get you into Christmas season. So let's start off with number 20. And
we got a whole charcuterie board of song clips for y'all. Literally, the team did it.
Awesome. Here we go. And starting off with number 20, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. Check it out.
Prospero año y felicidad.
So, okay, Jose Feliciano, I will just tell you, he happens to be one of my favorite artists.
Really? And
yeah, he's got an amazing voice. So I think the song was basically popular in the 70s. Do you guys ever listen to this song?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sang this in my elementary school choir.
Yeah, I think that is so cute. Because it was kind of the way to kind of learn a little Spanish.
Right. It was definitely always on the radio in my childhood, kind of. That's how I think of this song.
Mm-hmm. And it does have that feeling like it's from the 70s. Can you tell it? It has that, but it's a cool 70s type.
With the big band and the schmaltz. Yeah. But that's why it's fun. Like, this song is showy. You can just you can hear how showy it is with like the horns, and you just kind of picture like a glittering mariachi band and all that kind of stuff.
All right, I'm gonna hand off the next one to you to introduce, and I'll let you introduce our next one.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, 19. We have "Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer" by Elmo and Patsy.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football.
Okay, I'm gonna say, I find actually sitting down and listening to that clip I found the song way more charming than I feel like this is honestly not, when I see the title of the song, I'm like, oh, here it comes. I think it's just all that, like, this might be the song I think of when I think about like aggressive Christmas marketing. I think it got ruined by that for me. So it was nicer to hear it just like jangling and folksy.
Yeah, I think when I like hear this song, I only ever think of the chorus. It might have to do with like the movie
Right.
I saw growing up. It was from Cartoon Network. They had like
I was thinking of that too, and I was like, that dang annoying cartoon.
But it was so much fun, and they used to watch it quite a bit growing up. So that's just what I automatically think of. Okay, well, our next song at number 18 is going to be Do They Know It's Christmas, 1984 by Band Aid. Yeah,
This
I
is
love
wild.
this
Okay,
song.
so I'm seeing in the UK, this became the best-selling single of all time, selling over 3.8 million copies of the single. That's wild that it like hit off so much, but I guess because it was a big charity thing, right?
Yeah, because at the time, I think like every popular pop rock singer from Britain was on this. They were all in there singing. It was great. This is kind of like this was a response to We Are the World. I don't know if you guys remember We Are the World. Maybe this is
that
probably
one I know.
I
know this is before all of you, but in the early 1980s, every major star from the United States, Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie, and Tina Turner and Cyndi Lauper, they all got on and sang this one song for Aid in Africa, and this they did the next year, Band Aid. All right, so at number 17, we have A Holly Jolly Christmas by the one and only Burl Ives.
Hello, the friends you know, and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, hope I...
There you go. That was Burl Ives. So did you guys have any idea? Like, let me say, what's your impression of this song? What did you think?
I feel like now that I'm listening to it again, I'm getting like country vibes, where just in general I used to think it was kind of one of those like 40s or 50s Christmas songs.
I agree. How about you, Bria? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's really cute. Like, definitely just the type of song that you regularly hear during that time of year.
Just epic, like so classic, like very like this is a Christmas song, and it just came into being one day.
Well, it wasn't until just this very moment when we were listening to it that I realized why this song is even on our list. So this song, Burl Ives actually sang, made popular Frosty the Snowman, which is from the animated, that kind of claymation. Do you ever watch those claymations? Oh, it comes around Christmas time of Frosty the Snowman.
The special.
Yeah, that's Burl Ives, and Burl Ives plays a version of Frosty, and he sings Frosty's Snowman. And so he became, I guess he was a popular 40s and 50s singer, and then in the 80s, he became famous all over again for singing Frosty's Snowman and Holly Jolly Christmas. It's,
wow, it's, good for him. Good for Burl.
I was like, wow, you go. He was making some money, you know, and he was an old guy at the time. He was super old. Looked like Colonel Sanders.
Well, I guess that was on brand. Good for him.
Right. So who do we have next, Anna?
Okay, so we're coming in at 16 with You Know It, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5.
Santa Claus, there's none. Oh, what a reindeer, what a man.
Wow.
Okay, I want to hear Bria's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so growing up listening to this song, I thought like they were actually talking about Santa Claus. I'm just like, what the heck is going on? But it wasn't until like
Same. Fully
about like
same.
I want to say 2 years later that I realized, oh, we're talking about the dad dressing up as Santa
I
Claus. So.
honestly, and I still think of it straight up as it is about Santa, and like always, I'm like, this is such a weird song. And again, it gets like, it got some weird cartoon and everything, but
Oh, really? I don't know about
yeah.
that. That's funny though. But yeah, I still do like the song, especially like this Michael Jackson's young voice. It's very cute.
Seriously.
Coming in at number 15, we have Baby It's Cold Outside by Dean Martin.
Lucky that you dropped
So
in.
nice and warm.
Look out the window at the
My
storm.
sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
My brother will
delicious.
be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical
The
shore.
maid has mind his
Gosh, your
business.
lips are
The baby
delicious.
just a cigarette
Never
more.
such a blizzard
Gotta
before.
get
But baby,
home.
you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
It's
coat.
up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I thrill when
drowned.
you t
Okay, I feel like I know Dean Martin does the whole version, but I feel like there's another one with him that I know better where he doesn't have like a backing of like multiple women's voices as a chorus.
Yeah, like there's a
But
version with just it was just one other woman. It wasn't like
it's
a
just like
chorus.
so it's like an actual conversation. So, which I honestly, that one is catchy. This is bizarre to me. I just hear these floating women's voices and everything, and I know there's been all this controversy about the song, and which I think really does have a good point about, you know, communication and consent and Dean Martin sexiness and all that. But I've heard the point too, where in the song, again, when there's like two people versus like Dean Martin and some angels. Where it's like, oh, doing a demure thing where there's the subtext of like, oh, well, here's all the reasons why I shouldn't stay, even though I do want to being that way. So,
Yeah,
I
this is
was,
a tricky song, in my
yeah,
opinion.
exactly.
I was thinking the exact same thing, and I was just like, I
Really?
the controversy, and there's also a controversial Saturday Night Live skit about this song. Have you guys ever seen that? I don't know. It's basically
Was
what.
this one of those like 2010s ones? Because I'm like, maybe this happened when I was a teenager, when like that did, when there was all the commotion.
Yeah, I think that's where how I became
Okay.
aware of the commotion was the Saturday Night Live skit. And I never paid attention to the lyrics, and I was like, wait a minute, this does sound
Right.
creepy. This doesn't
No,
sound
because it
right.
absolutely does read that way. And I think what lends itself to it, especially like with the Dean Martin version being so popular, because there's so many covers even before that one where he's such a schmaltzy figure, and like by that, like you know, he has this reputation for being not so, like a few pegs below salacious, but not even. So I
Right.
think that contributed to, I bet, was the SNL skit like some drunk guy like just hitting on a bunch of people.
Right. Something
There we
like
go.
that.
Okay, right.
No, it was they're singing it, and the woman is basically trapped in the house with them, and he won't let her leave, you know.
Oh, so they're like really
Horrifying.
like playing into the controversy. I
Yeah,
see.
it's like she's because the whole song she's trying to leave, and he's like, no, you don't want to go because it's
No,
cold out there. No,
yeah, very
and then the Saturday Night Live skit,
context-based.
he's like locking the door, and it's more aggressive, and it's
Right.
like, yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like he's doing,
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is, I mean, that is kind of hilarious that they played it up like that, but like they knew what they were doing. I think that's
yeah,
you, Keith.
is it me? Oh,
I think it is.
all right,
I'm
all
losing
good,
track too. Yeah.
because this happens to be one of my favorite songs. Joy,
Ooh, hit it.
yes, Joy to the World by the one and only my absolute favorite male singer of all time. Yes, I said it. My favorite male singer of all time, Nat King Cole.
While field and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories are.
Oh, I wish we could play the rest of that, but.
I'm literally on Spotify adding this to my own Christmas playlist.
There's something about Nat King Cole's voice that feels so warm and comforting.
Warm, Christmas exactly. Time.
Yeah. This song, coming up in church, we sang this, and we were in the children's choir. We sang this every Christmas. We sang it at school. And for me, it was the first song I learned how to play on the piano, because it was so easy, the progression of it. So that's another reason why this song has been remade so many times by everybody wants to put their little fun festive spin on it, but right. You can't go wrong with Nat King Cole.
Yes, I think he sings this the best personally.
So did this make anybody's list? What's that?
The whole thing is so rich, like just the backing, and I felt like I was getting swept up, and it was this kind of big, it's like that grand thing we were talking about earlier, but like plus like a hot cocoa and a warm blanket.
I feel you exactly. Yeah, I was thinking you really do. It does have a kind of a sweep to the song that kind of makes you feel kind of more festive and loving, and you want to just grab somebody next to you and give them a hug, you know. I love that about this song. It's definitely, and it's easy to sing. It's fun to sing, don't you think?
It's really sweet. It's just so sweet. I think that's, this is getting a 10 out of 10 from Anna.
Yeah, same for me.
So Bria, did this make your list? I was trying to figure out if this was on your list, this song.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I love his voice, just like echoing what everyone else has been saying. So 10 out of 10 for me too.
Some good stuff.
Okay, so at number 13, we have Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
By my side, no one needs someone to hold. Being a fire in the cold, but it's hard to tell if this is just a fling.
Okay, this is another situation, like the mommy kissing Santa Claus, where she's not hitting on Santa Claus. She's talking about her other boo. And apparently, I'm reading that this is her second holiday release. So we're talking, we've been talking contemporary artists, holiday albums. I had no idea she had at least two out.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, how artists today, like what we were talking about previously, basically, it connects to that, how artists today are still putting out like Christmas albums and things like that.
Yeah, I do like her voice. I have like a few bops from her that make it into a playlist and get like a lot of play, but I definitely wasn't aware that she had that, this stuff going on.
I think it's a good fit for her voice, for sure.
We are feeling the Christmas spirit. We are truly feeling the Christmas spirit. So now who is up next?
At number 12, we have Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5 once again.
Yay. When you are awake, he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. Watch out.
That is so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, oh man,
I'm just loving it. I love the energy behind this.
I mean that we gotta, okay, first things first, that note.
Oh,
Yeah, like go off. It just really hits something good.
yeah, I agree. And you know what? The Jackson 5 must be on to something because this is the second time that they're on our list.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at our list and I think, wow, the Jackson 5 must have been happening when it came to the Christmas songs because they're
Like
on
these
here.
are like classic classics.
Yeah.
Like,
And
seriously. Oh my
he's
God,
hit
I
all
love the
those.
backing of like, watch out. And then it's just like so fun. And then it has like that slow down with the groove.
Right.
And I think the fun thing too of like it's celebratory with how much like with his voice. I feel like that's with him going all out. That's the
Right.
feeling I get.
It makes you feel like your first, like, waking up, ready to open presents, like that type of excitement.
Oh my God, yes, that euphoria. That's totally it, Bria. Because it's like that spike with that high note. It's just like, ah, it's
Bria, that's a
exactly.
great memory. You're right. It does have that feeling of like the energy behind waking up and the anticipation, like tearing open your presents and stuff. I love it. So up next at what is we're number 11? At number 11, this is a song that's relatively new to me, but it has a very appropriate title. This is Christmas by Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
Father and mother, and even brothers, they all seem to care. A bar Christmas.
Oh my God. Well, this one was from my top five. And I've been looking, I've been, as I mentioned earlier, I've been growing my Christmas music playlist in the last few years. I didn't used to do it before, but growing up, my mom would always listen to these Christmas blues albums. And like, it would be like, it would be Christmas Eve and she would go into her room and like close the door and be like, "Don't come in, I'm rapping," and just be like blasting
Oh.
Christmas blues and that sort of stuff to get her energized. And I came across this one and it just made me so happy. And you know, gotta rep the blues in Chicago. And this is one that whenever it comes up, I end up being like, "What's this song again?" and checking it. I just really something about it is just so sweet and is like a great, I'm like actually setting up my Christmas tree tonight. So it's like a good one to like groove around in the house and feel. I really love it.
Wow. Now that was a lot of fun. A big thank you to Anna and Bria for helping us to put together this collection of songs and for co-hosting. In fact, we had so much fun. We want to invite all of you for part two of NLU's all-time best Christmas songs. And if you enjoyed this collection of Christmas songs put together by Anna and Bria, and of course, Louie, then you can listen to this playlist on Spotify by searching NLU's Best Christmas Songs for 2022. Check it out and listen to it with your family and friends this holiday season. Also, consider giving back to someone in need in your community. I promise you, it'll make you feel just as good as listening to all of these amazing Christmas songs. And finally, whether you celebrate Christmas, Kwanzaa, or Hanukkah, we want to wish you the very best this holiday season. So, please join us for part two, and happy holidays!